Welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast, brought to you by the Mindset Coach Academy. I'm Lara Young, your host and Master Certified Coach. Whether you're a seasoned coach or just starting your coaching career, this podcast is your go-to resource for all things mindset, coaching, and personal development. Each week, we bring you expert insights, practical strategies, and inspirational stories to help you become the best coach you can be. Our guests range from leading industry professionals to successful mindset coaches who share their secrets for creating lasting change. Plus, I'll be answering your burning questions and sharing tips from our ICF and multi-accredited Mindset Coach Certification Program. So if you're ready to elevate your coaching game, stay tuned and let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome to season 4 of the Mindset Coach Podcast. The team and I were chatting the other day about when we wrapped up season 3, which was actually in October last year. So it's been 6 months since we last aired, and it's been a really busy 6 months here at the Mindset Coach Academy. We've been developing our training offerings, our coach certification offerings, and we've also brought a new director of education on, Andy Johnson. You'll meet him in a future episode. Andy and I'll be having a chat and sharing some of his wisdom about what it takes to be a successful coach in today's environment. And so that'll be a great episode coming up. And as you know, we have a lot of brilliant guests coming this season for you. And in addition to having those guests on board, we're also going to be sharing with you some tips, tools, and techniques to really enhance your own coaching practice. Things that you can implement straight away that will have relevance to your practice, that will really help you to think differently about coaching and help you to sharpen your saw and develop your coaching toolkit. And part of that is I'll be answering your questions with the common coaching challenges that you experience in your day-to-day coaching, and we'll be tackling those challenges. And this week we start that series by exploring what to do when a client goes off on a tangent during a coaching session. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. This question is from a coach who's uncertain about when to intervene when a client goes off on a tangent during a session and how to do so without seeming abrupt. Now, this is really important. One of your key roles as a coach is to make sure that the client keeps on track rather than veering off topic during the coaching session. Now, of course, we need to balance this because sometimes in your mind, that off-topic discussion may not be relevant, but in the client's mind, it may be really relevant to the current discussion or the current problem. So we've got to find the balance between allowing them the space to explore their thoughts and keeping the session really focused on their goals. So there are some things that you can do to help manage this. First of all, you want to assess the relevance of what the client is saying. So consider whether maybe the tangent might be indirectly relevant to the client's goals or challenges. So sometimes what may seem like a digression in the coaching conversation can actually provide really valuable insights into the client's thought patterns, their emotions, or any underlying issues that sit beneath the presenting problem that the client has come to us for coaching on. Also, make sure you can set a time limit as well. So if you decide that you're going to explore that tangent with the client, you might like to set just a brief time limit. So you can say something like, let's explore this for the next few minutes and see where it leads. This gives the client some boundaries around the exploration of the tangent, and it also gives you permission to bring the conversation back on course when that time limit expires. You can also use gentle redirects. So when it's time to bring the conversation back, you can use gentle and non-abrupt language. For example, Mary, I've noticed we've moved a little bit away from our original topic. It's been useful to explore these thoughts, but let's refocus on the initial goal or topic. Okay, that just gently, and also in rapport, that brings that client back to the topic at hand. The next skill that you can use is to reflect and question the client. So use your reflective listening and questioning skills to guide them back on track. For example, you can say, I hear you saying, and then you summarize what they've said. How does that relate to the goal or the topic? So what you're saying to your client is, I hear what you're saying to me. Please just explain to me how that's relevant, how that relates to the topic. Because again, that is either going to do one of two things. It's going to let you know how the client views that as being relevant, and you may gain deeper insight there, or it's going to help the client to recognize that maybe it's not relevant to the current goal or topic, and it helps to get them back on track. Hey there, coaches. I just wanted to take a moment to remind you about our Mindset Coach certification program. This is not just any certification. It's an ICF and multi-accredited program designed to provide you with the skills, knowledge, and confidence you need to transform lives. If you're serious about elevating your coaching practice and making a lasting impact, visit our website at mindsetcoachacademy.com to learn more. It's your opportunity to join a community of passionate and dedicated coaches. The next thing you can do is to clarify and confirm the goals with the client. So this is where we really want to make sure that we're regularly clarifying and confirming the coaching goals or focus areas with the client, because we need to be able to help our client and ourselves to maintain the session's direction and provides that reference for redirection. You know, even questions at the start of the coaching session, what would you like to focus on today? What's the outcome you'd like to achieve by the end of today's session? They are great questions just to really orient the client towards, you know, finishing, towards completing, towards achieving something during the session itself. You can also help your client to develop awareness. Some of our clients aren't aware when they are going off in a tangent. Remember that they've been doing this problem, or maybe they've had this goal for quite a while now. So what they've got in their head, it's like spaghetti in their head for some of them, right? They've got all these thoughts that they've been thinking over and over again. And what you really want to do is to teach your client just to notice the relevancies, the independencies, and notice as well when they are going off on tangent, because this can really help them to stay focused. Now, sometimes you can use something like a visual aid in doing this. You could use, if you're coaching via Zoom, you could use the whiteboard feature, and you could do a little mind map with your client to have the core problem or the goal at the center. Then when they go off on a tangent, you can actually have a visual representation of that linking through to the current discussion. And then the client can see, yes, it's relevant, or no, it's not relevant. And if you're not coaching via Zoom or Google Teams or something where they do have whiteboard functionality, you can actually get a little mini whiteboard of your own, or even ask your client to draw that mind map for themselves. And then also check in regularly. So if you have a client who is prone to going off on different tangents and there's lots of information that they're sharing, you can just periodically check in with them during the session itself to say, you know, do you feel the current discussion's helpful? Is this really helpful discussing this now? Or if they'd like to redirect back to the main topic. And those little check-ins just help you and the client to take pause and then to decide whether or not that is relevant or not relevant at all. And sometimes, you know, it's about being able to say, you know, Mary, I'm just going to stop you there for a moment. I'd really like to go back to something we were talking about earlier, which seems to be really related to this goal or this problem. So can I pause you there for a minute, please? Also, setting up your conversations at the very start of the coaching relationship to say, you know, Mary, there'll be times during our coaching relationship where I'll ask you to stop or pause, and that will be because I want to take notes of that particular part of the discussion, or it may be because I'd like to go back to something that you said earlier in the discussion that I think will be of more benefit for us to explore. Is that okay? So you're setting up those permissions very early on. You can also include those things in your coaching manifesto as well, so that your client and you know at the outset that your role is really to direct that conversation and to keep those sessions on track. And when you do that, and when you do it in rapport, the clients are sometimes grateful that you are taking control, because you're helping them to organize and structure their thoughts in a way that's going to be really, really useful in the coaching relationship. And I think the key here is just to redirect your client in a way that really acknowledges and values what they've shared, while also steering the conversation back to the primary coaching objectives. Now, this approach really does help to ensure that the client feels heard and understood, whilst also maintaining the productivity and focus of the session. So that's really how to elegantly and in esteem and in rapport to really redirect the client when they do go off on a tangent during a coaching conversation. That wraps up today's episode of the Mindset Coach podcast. I hope you found it as inspiring and informative as I did. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow coaches. Your support helps us reach more people and continue to bring top-notch content every week. Remember, you can always learn more about our ICF and multi-accredited Mindset Coach certification program, our coaching membership, and other training opportunities by visiting mindsetcoachacademy.com. Thank you for tuning in, and keep striving to become the best coach you can be. Until next time, this is Lara Young signing off. Stay motivated and keep transforming lives.